Welcome back to In the Moment. I'm Steve Zwemke. For a month now, Patrick O'Leary has been working as the executive director of the historic Homestake Opera House in Lead, focusing on the facility's restoration and turning it into the living room for Lead and the Northern Hills. O'Leary was raised in Yankton. During his career, he has worked with New York's Department of Cultural Affairs. He has produced successful off-Broadway productions. He's managed on stage on Broadway and has served as a tour manager for world-leading orchestras and dance companies. O'Leary returned to South Dakota in 2008 and has been heavily involved in teaching and the arts over the last decade plus. Patrick, welcome to In the Moment. Good to have you with us.
Well, thank you, Steve. I'm glad to be here. Thanks for taking the time.
Yeah, it's a very impressive resume you have. I know we could have gone much longer with that, but I'd rather spend the time visiting with you.
Thanks. It's one of the toughest things, I think, for a lot of people is to hear somebody else talk about them and their background and or talk about it themselves. So.
Yeah.
Short and sweet is better.
You were raised in South Dakota. You've returned here. You've always called South Dakota home, from what I understand. But first of all, how has this first month gone? I imagine it's been a little tough over the last few days with the COVID-19, the coronavirus. First of all, just briefly, how has that affected the Opera House and your personnel there?
Well, actually, we had a board meeting last night, and it was a topic of discussion. You know, and I think as with many organizations across the state and companies that are, you know, have either meetings planned or events, and kind of looking, you know, the board was kind of reviewing where we are, where the state is, and kind of, you know, one example here, the library decided to close, and the city approved that for the next 2 or 3 weeks because of the amount of people that gather there. So, you know, we will take our indications from the state, from the city as to, you know, where they want to go, and also the public. You know, the biggest involvement here and the biggest reason we are here is to serve the public. And, you know, if they feel they would not want to be in a gathering place, you know, then we will follow that lead. But, you know, as you guys are doing, I'm sure, and everybody at South Dakota Public Broadcasting, it's a day-by-day process.
Yeah, playing it by ear, definitely. One of the things I was intrigued about, Patrick, was the comment you made about restoring the historic Homestake Opera House and making it become the living room for Lead and the Northern Hills. Can you kind of talk about where that term living room came and your vision with that in mind?
Well, one of the favorite descriptives I've heard about theater, there's a organization called TCG, Theater Communications Group, and they did I think about 8-9 years ago, did a video you can find on their website called Theater Matters, and one of my favorite kind of stories about that was a description, an artistic director, executive director in Omaha, Nebraska, did about the uniqueness of theater and why theater matters. And her descriptive was, theater is probably one of the most singular places where two people who have never met before and from differing economic statuses in the country. One could be a CEO. The other could be, you know, a dishwasher or a waiter or waitress in a restaurant, could find themselves sitting next to each other in a theater and watching the same production and following that production, get into a conversation about what it meant, how it affected them, and find they have a very similar feelings, emotions, reaction to the story, and from that could become friends. And to me, that speaks of what a living room is. It's where people sit down and gather, where families come together. And I think when theater happens in a place like the Opera House, it is a family, a community getting together and sharing an experience. And to me, that's kind of where living room came from.
Sure, a friendly place, a place of comfort. Let's talk about the restoration. This has been going on now. Take us back, if you would, to the beginning of the restoration, where it's at now, and what the future of this restoration is before it becomes that living room.
Well, it's it's made some amazing progress. The lower level, portions of the lower level where we have our offices with the entrance on 308 Julia Street here, have all been done. They're, open. It's open office space. The lobby, the upper levels that weren't totally affected by the fire but were damaged, have been restored, repainted. The plaster work has been done. The theater, where most of the damage happened in the 1984 fire, has gone through phases, small phases of restoration. I think in the last 10 years, the Opera House has been able to raise and spend about $4 million so far renovating the theater and getting it to its operational state. Now, the board has decided and hired a fundraising consultant, a capital campaign consultant, to work with them in setting a plan and a strategy for the complete and to finish this renovation here, so that when it's done, the stage will be, hopefully one of the best in the region and in the area, the Northern Hills and the Black Hills. The theater, because of its history and all the ornateness of it, will certainly become one of the most spectacular, and maybe the one and only in this region. And then when we get those in place, it'll be much more capable of handling bigger bands, concerts, plays, and a whole array of events. One of the things we've started here now, working with the Vukurevich Foundation, is a arts and education program for families in the area, those that have been underserved and don't have necessarily have access to the arts because of price limitations. So we've worked with them to create a program, and we hope to build on that over the next few years and then start adding more events throughout the season and over the years as we progress with the renovation.
I find it interesting, too, that we talked about your resume, things you've done within on-Broadway, off-Broadway, Department of Cultural Affairs in New York, but also fund development and nonprofit management are part of your resume, too, which fits in with what the Homestake Opera House is doing now with that renovation. I find it interesting that you got your start doing some summer stock, so you're totally grassroots as a person that has been so heavily involved in the arts for these years.
Yeah, it was one of those kind of out of the blue. My first professional experience. My mom, always looking like mothers do, always looking out for their kids, and where they're headed and what they're doing. When I was a freshman. Or a sophomore, at Black Hills State, she cut a clipping out of the Omaha World Herald that was an ad for a summer stock theater in upstate New York, looking in Old Forge, New York, looking for technicians, summer technicians. And she sent that to me, and so I, wrote a letter and sent it to them, mailed it to them. And actually got a response back, and they offered me a job. And, for all of you out there who might be thinking, summer stock theater, you can make money. I was paid, know, this is, I look back on this and kind of go, holy mo. $50 a week plus housing for doing 8 shows in 8 weeks.
Oh, wow.
And we had 1 day off a week. So, you know, a show'd come in. During the week, we'd build the set, load a show out Sunday night, load the new show in Monday morning. They'd rehearse Monday afternoon and open on Tuesday. And it was that continuing cycle for 11 weeks. But the cool thing was, which I didn't really expect, I was had the joy of a guy from South Dakota working backstage and seeing some amazing artists on stage performing that, you know, I'd seen once or twice on the black and white TV at home.
It's just it's a great story. You've been involved in teaching at Black Hills State University. Is that correct?
It is. It is at the Rapid City campus
in the theater department. Let me ask you, with respect to the Homestake Opera House. Now, are there programs for students or for even younger kids that can work and develop their talents? Do you have like any kind of like classes that are ongoing at the Opera House?
We do. We just completed yesterday. Actually, had a what we call the spring break for kids in theater. So there, and the arts, there were painting classes. Katrina Hutchinson came in and taught contemporary dance to 12 kids yesterday. We have we do an ongoing series with Debbie called Broadway Movement, where for really young kids, I mean, from, I think, 4 to 15, where she takes a number, the previous one, the last one was Lion King, and teaches them the choreography from that dance number from the musical and the movie, and works with them, and then they do a little presentation of that. And you know, I came in and watched that, and it was, she's amazing. Working with those kids, I think like anybody who has ever seen a rehearsal in theater, you're looking at it going, oh, they'll never get there. And then, she's taken them through all the steps and everything. And then they rehearse it a couple of times and perform it. And it's just amazing. It's amazing. It reminds me how good teachers, when you've got a good teacher, how good they are and how amazing they are.
Community outreach is what I should call this. Patrick, we are just about out of time, and I want to make sure that we can have you back on again. There are so many more things we could discuss, and it's been great to have you with us. If you would, before we go, just kind of remind everybody the website and where they can go to learn more about the historic Homestake Opera House.
Oh, thanks, Steve. Yeah, the Opera House website is homestakeoperahouse.org. It has a listing of events, and you can purchase tickets for those events directly online through the website. And if you're in the area, if you're out in the hills this summer, stop by because we are giving summer tours of the Opera House. I think 2 years ago, Sarah Carlson and one of the gentlemen here in town worked together and created an interpretive center up on the second floor, which kind of gives you a look at the damage that was done by the fire in 1984 and all the objects they were able to save and recover from that, and how they've used some of those to do some of the repair work in the lobby in the upper levels, and what we're looking forward to in getting doing that same thing and using those same techniques in the theater.